It's Cardlin. I've noticed a few discrepancies in the last few spend reports. A strange trend that seems to go back... a while. I'd like you to come to my office at the end of the day so that we can discuss our... options. Is that clear? Very good.
Come in.
Do me a favor and lock the door behind you. It's just Cardlin, please, and I must insist. Given the sensitive nature of this meeting, I want to ensure there will be no interruptions. Thank you. The office is mostly empty by now, but all the same, for your sake and my own, I believe we'll both be glad we have our privacy. Have a seat, please. Can I get you anything to drink? Are you sure? You know, being the CEO allows me certain luxuries, one of my favorite being an office minibar stocked with my favorite poisons. Besides, I have a feeling you'll wish you'd said yes when we settle into business. Things may start to get a little rough. Come now, don't quiver like that. When have I ever been anything but generous and cheerful to my friends? And you are still one of my friends, aren't you? Change your mind about that drink yet? You know, I'm surprised you showed up. I figured that once you knew the proverbial jig was up, you'd step out for some fresh air and never come back. It's not everyone who can do what you did and still show up when the time comes to pay your dues, but then again, you're not everyone, are you? No, I think I knew that ever since you first stepped into this office. I still remember that day. And I don't think I can ever quite forget that skirt. It would be equally as hard to forget to notice that you wore it, and once like it, on days when you knew we would have our one-on-one meetings. I've put enough hours into watching you meticulously cross and uncross your legs to notice the details. Details I think you put a good deal of planning into. Forgive me, was that forward of me? More or less forward, you think, than stealing from the hand that feeds you for, what was it, months? Years? I've known for a while now, of course. If there's one thing I keep close eye on, it's my money. If I knew, why am I only telling you now? Maybe I was waiting for the amount to rise into truly criminal levels. Maybe I was waiting to see what you'd do with it. Maybe I was waiting for you to wear that dress and those heels. Whichever it was, I always knew I'd come back for my money. I may seem loose with it when it comes to spoiling those most dear to me, you and your co-workers included, but I keep track of every cent. And when a few go missing, well, I always make sure to collect. Which brings us to the crux of this meeting. I won't bore either of us with the fine print. You know what you did. Clever trick that it was. I know what you did, and those papers in the folder in front of you go over the minutiae in excruciating detail. So let's get straight to the fun part. I thought about this at great length and wanted to offer you three options. Option one. You leave tonight and never return. We've enough fond memories and stolen moments at holiday parties that I will not ask for the money back, but I will blacklist you across the industry. Oh, don't pout. I think I've earned the right to ensure that you're no one else's eye candy. At least no one I'll have to see. Now, I don't much relish the idea of any of the other pigs in this industry ogling you like I do. If only because I don't believe any of them can appreciate you quite like I can. In this scenario, you'll retire early on that comfy nest egg you've made for yourself. You'll sign papers swearing you'll never mention a word of this to anyone. And I'll forever remember fondly the minx in the skirts, who had the fire in her heart and the devil in her eyes. I'll go out, look up an escort who can approximate your features at an acceptable level, and give her a sturdy and proper fucking in your stead. Option one is my second favorite option. Option two. You take what I've said here tonight, what I'm about to say in option three, and you try to sue me. This would be a mistake. I would bury you in lawyers and litigation, I would blackmail you out of spite and not out of ownership, and I'd make sure I took back every single cent you took, at least. Worst of all, you'd take from me the memory of you, fiery and flirty, and replace it with that of an enemy. In this scenario, you'll spend years and every last penny you have trying to fight this. You'll lose, and you'll be forgotten. I'll go out, look up an escort who can approximate your features at an acceptable level, and give her an even sturdier and more proper fucking in your stead. Then proceed to let my lawyers dismantle you. Option two is my least favorite option. Which brings us to option three. I like option three. As you know, in the past year, I've found myself rediscovering what it is to be a bachelor. While that lifestyle comes with a number of benefits, there are a few key downsides to being single that I'm no longer enjoying. Namely, as fun as it is to try numerous appetizers, I've always been more of a main entree kind of man. I don't rent, I own. This isn't marriage, though, anything but. Instead, it is a proposal of another sort. I propose that you become mine. We make these nightly meetings a regular thing, and, should I wish it, we make them a whenever-I-feel-like-it thing. Wherever, too. You become mine exclusively. We find out if you can fuck half as good as those looks you've been giving me around the office imply that you might, and I keep you as my newest, most favorite toy. In exchange, in exchange, you realize that what you've been taking from me are pennies. You learn what true wealth is, and you will have me exclusively. Blackmail? Hardly. This isn't blackmail. This is offering a young and beautiful thing like yourself some options that don't involve jail or being destitute. Now then, all of this talk is getting me impatient. Choose option one by signing the papers in front of you, and we'll shake hands and part our ways peacefully. Choose option two by leaving, and don't let the door hit you on the way out. Choose option three by going over to my desk, bending over it, hiking up your dress, and holding open your pretty little pussy so I can see how beautiful it is. Good choice. You know, I get the feeling you're going to go far in this company. No, keep holding it open like that. I want to get down here on my knees and... Yes. You're just as beautiful as I thought it would be. And that scent... intoxicating. There's nothing quite like the scent of a strong woman when she's ready to be taken. Now then, let's see how you taste, shall we? Now that's nice. Beautiful. You're so beautiful. You're so brave. You're so fucking sexy. Do you have any idea how long I've wanted to do this? I've wanted to make crucial business calls while your head bobbed on my lap. I've wanted to have you sit on my face here in this office. God, this taste. I'm drunk on you, and yet this isn't enough. No, I need more. You stay right there. Yes, this is exactly how I imagined it. Day after day, watching you stalk around the office, catching my looks and firing them right back. You knew what you wanted. And part of you knew you'd end up here one day, isn't that right? Well then, I guess we both like option 3. You're driving me crazy. I've spent meeting after meeting, picturing this exact moment. Sat through so many boring seminars, wanting nothing more than to pick you up. Hike up your skirt and force you onto my dick. And now you're here. You're so fucking tight. So fucking good. Yes. Yes. You're gonna take... time is right. You're gonna take every last drop of my cum, aren't you? That's right. I'm gonna sign the contract inside this precious pussy of yours. And you'll be mine. No more games. No more tricks. No more teasing looks. No more spreading your legs at me in meetings. Not without knowing that it'll end you up right back here. Tell me, Did you think I wasn't going to find out, huh? Did you think I wasn't going to notice you taking my money, huh? Did you do it so that I would notice you? Did you do it so that you'd end up right here, bent over, full of my cock, and soon to be full of my... Fuck. Fuck. No. No. Oh, fuck. That's right. That's good. And the deal is signed. You know, I think you've made a wise decision choosing option 3. I look forward to discussing the finer details of our new contract at great length in subsequent meetings. But for now, head home. There'll be 2 surprises for you in the morning. The first will be in your bank account. The second will be back here, first thing, as soon as you arrive. Oh, and, be sure to wear that skirt I like.